Sports.com.
Yesterday, there were some great basketball games on, college basketball games. Missed every one of them.
It's a beautiful winter day here in southern Connecticut. The sun is out. The sky is blue. The white snow covers almost everything, including cars and rooftops. The blustery winds are gone. But no one in this neighborhood is going anywhere except on foot. There are no signs of snow plows, and there may not be on some town streets until Tuesday.
And that's exactly what it was like, and that's the kind of reports you would have heard coming out of the Northeast as they were buried in a winter wonderland, but one that most people weren't asking for, especially when you turn out the lights. And that's what happened with this blizzard that left cars buried, thousands of people without power, sadly, some tragic deaths. And ultimately, a whole lot of people looking for answers of when can I expect to be able to get my car? When can I expect to have the power turned back on? At this point, there's at least, this is my guesstimate, 220,000 plus houses and businesses, could be a little bit less by now, that don't have power. We're talking 3 feet of snow in some of the more densely parts of Massachusetts and New Hampshire and Vermont and Maine. There were people that had to be rescued. They were stuck in heavy snow, in cars, in houses, in many of the New England states. And that's where we begin. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. Some people were digging out and other people were hanging out over the weekend. It's a tale of two different parts of the country. Warm, beautiful temperatures in the west and in the southwest and southeast in some areas. And in the north, it was awful because of the power outages especially. And then the trying to dig out and what do we do with the snow and do we have enough people to come and get the snow. There are at least 11 deaths in the U.S., a couple in Canada, four in Canada, that are being pinned on the snow anyway. The saddest of all was the 11-year-old boy in Boston. He was overcome by carbon monoxide poisoning. He was sitting in a running car. Why? Because he was keeping warm. His dad was shoveling on Saturday. He was helping him. He started to get cold. The father said, oh, just sit in the car. Didn't realize that the tailpipe was covered up. And sadly, 15, 20 minutes later, he was pulling his son's dead body out of the car, and that's just a horrible image. Roads were absolutely impassable. The runways were frozen over with snow, didn't reopen until Saturday in Boston and New York and many of the New England states. And some people describe that the amount of snow like lifting heavy, wet cement. The winds, I thought, were the craziest thing. At one point, I was looking at Boston over the weekend, Friday night, I think late Friday night, 75-mile-an-hour winds. That's when trees get ripped up and crazy things happen. And that's why a lot of these power outages. And, you know, it makes me think about, and I asked an electrician this question. You think of the giant towers. You know the towers I'm talking about. They're like, they almost look like transformers, and they're kind of ugly, but they're in lots of neighborhoods, backyards, and off in the distance and other places. The expiration date on those has expired in many cases. So they got to get working on that. And how long is that going to take? And what is that ultimately going to do to power? And it shows you just how vulnerable I think we are in the United States. Here's the example, once again, in a storm. And these superstorms, these big storms, are going to be more the norm than the oddity. You know, that's the thing. We are in the age of superstorms. They're getting bigger. And this is part of it. This is part of what we're seeing. People that are stuck and they're waiting for snow removal. And by Monday morning, major highways should be cleared in time. And the National Weather Service, I was just checking on this, they're forecasting rain and much warmer temperatures. But what's interesting about that is, think about it, how many feet of snow are we talking about? What happens to that snow? Where is it piled up? And where's it going to melt? Yeah, that should be a big concern to some people. And what about the roofs? Then the roofs could collapse depending on the kind they have and how much snow is on top of it, which means people have to get up and they have to shovel it. They have to do something about it. Coming up this week on America Tonight, we're going to drone on about drones. We're going to talk about the U.S. drone program and all different facets of it, and whether or not you really honestly, if you dig deep, think that this is the kind of warfare we should be waging. What are your concerns about the drone when you talk about super, super top secret stuff? There is a lot of top secret things going on. I was looking this up over the weekend, and if you look to the beginning of the drone programs, 2001, there was about $350 million being put into it. It's the first, was the first CIA Predator that was flown. That's how much it would cost, and that's when it happened. Now it has ballooned to $4.1 billion and counting. There are over 20 different types of so-called drones in our inventory. Most are used for surveillance. Some are experimental. And some are, as have been described, as small as a dragonfly and disguised just like one. Be pretty scary to see that dragonfly, wouldn't it? So anyway, we're going to dive deeper into drones. What are we missing? What do we know? And will the hard left take a hard right at shutting down the drone strike policy? What's going to happen there after some of the words that we've seen going back and forth over the last couple of weeks? There's the State of the Union to talk about. That's coming up on Tuesday. A lot of the State of the Union, from what I understand, is going to focus on guns and gun control. There are going to be people that will be sitting there that the president will recognize who have been, family members have been victimized by one of the mass shootings. There have been a couple of mass shootings. So there will be other things that will be major focuses, I think, of the speech. Maybe the drone stuff comes up, but certainly the tax situation will come up and where we're headed in the future. And then the other big thing is absolutely going to be guns. And there are a lot of states and a lot of state lawmakers who are rushing to try to do whatever they can to draft gun bills in response to what's happening in Washington and in response to what's happening with these shootings as well. So we're going to talk more about that. Two. Coming up on the flip side here, the RERAC for America Tonight, one of the more interesting interviews from Americans for Prosperity. Nicole Kading joins us in case you missed that. Americans for Prosperity very concerned about what's going on in Washington with the cuts versus taxing, and why are we not seeing the deeper spending cuts, and when are we going to learn about more of the possibilities of where the cuts are going to go besides to the military? So Nicole Kading in the wings, that's coming up on the flip side here on America Tonight.
Preparedness is simple when you have the right stuff. And with the looming threat of economic collapse and possible service interruption, it's time to get the best-in-class preparedness stuff at DisasterStuff.com. DisasterStuff.com has been serving smart preppers for over 15 years with quality products like Berkey water filters. DisasterStuff.com is the official Berkey in-stock shipping center. And as always, free shipping on all Berkey products. Stock up on water barrels and accessories. Get Country Living or Wonder Mill grain mills, Excalibur food dehydrators, Tatler reusable canning lids, Sun Oven solar cookers, EMP bags to protect sensitive electronics, and don't be without your Life Straw personal water filter, all from DisasterStuff.com. Preparedness is simple with the right stuff from DisasterStuff.com. freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Radio advertising on GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is simple, affordable, and reaches millions. How do we do it? Let's break it down. First, the simple part. You tell us about your business. Then our expert radio copywriters write your copy. We hire professional voice talent.
Hello there. I'm a professional announcer.
And then produce your ad with just the right music and feel. Voila! Simple. How affordable? 60-second ads on GCN are the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And that brings us to reach. Millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 700 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. That's it. A one-stop shop. Creative radio ads. Very affordable rates. Millions of potential customers and customer service that can't be beat. See our current list of satisfied advertisers at GCNlive.com. Then shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Going down a dirty inner city side road, I plotted. Madness passed me by, she smiled high, I nodded. Looked up at the sky, began to cry, she shot it. Met a girl from Dearborn, early 6 o'clock this morning, Colfax. Asked about a bag, suburb, you're such a drag, won't go back.
I used to say get out a box of Band-Aids. Now I think you need an entire emergency kit when it comes to a budget and figuring this thing out. The president wants to push for yet another delay because he missed, first of all, the legal deadline to submit the budget. We already know about that. And now is pushing to pass a small package, as it's being described, of spending cuts and tax changes to delay any kind of sequestering from taking place next month, which would mean a shutdown of the government, as you all know. In the wings, Nicole Kading joins us from Americans for Prosperity. She's the state policy manager. Nicole, what's interesting is, and certainly people are noticing this and handicapping what the president's saying, is most of this idea of putting another Band-Aid on it, most of it is over taxes. Get some more taxes, 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 first of all, and not very many spending cuts. Did that pop out at you?
Oh, absolutely. I think all this president knows how to do is go to Congress and ask for more tax revenue. Just in January, he got, in essence, three tax hikes. One, all the marginal income tax increases in the fiscal cliff deal. We had the expiration of the payroll tax cut. And underreported, several different tax increases from his health care law went into effect in January. So he got three tax increases a month ago. And now it's time to actually cut spending to honor the spending cuts that he and Congress promised us from 2011. And, of course, it's inconvenient for him to do that. So what does he do? He goes and asks for more tax increases.
Yeah. Well, and the blowback, of course, has been huge because the Republicans are definitely building a wall and saying, no, you know, we're not going to agree to this. But as you've seen in the past, too, suddenly you get weak knees because there's something, I don't know what it is, it's something in the air in Washington, and there seems to always be a last-minute deal, which was my reference to the constant Band-Aids. Are we going to see this happen again?
I sure hope not. You know, Congress and the president, like I said, they in 2011, they promised the American people in exchange for raising the debt ceiling, they promised us $1.2 trillion in spending cuts starting this January. They delayed them to March, but they've promised us those spending cuts. We're supposed to get $85 billion in spending cuts this year alone. The Republicans in the House seem pretty set on letting those go into effect, which I think is absolutely the right policy. But the Democrats, I think, are getting scared. We had the president yesterday talking about raising taxes. We had Senator Harry Reid on the Sunday morning shows this week, again, talking about delaying them and going for tax hikes instead, but I think the Republicans seem to have the backbone, and let's just hope they come through and they get the message that we're all sending them. We send them to Washington to cut spending, and now it's time to do it.
All right, so here's the thing. If we keep going down the same path, like you say, we'll see if they hold up through this. What does it mean for all the businesses out there? You know, Americans for Prosperity. That's what it's about. We talk about what are small businesses doing, creating jobs. How many small businesses are there or businesses in the United States? That's the backbone of our economy, if you look at it. And now we hear from businessmen and business women, frankly, people across the board, that they're not hiring, they're doing certain things because they don't really know what the tax situation is going to be, so it's confusing, right?
Absolutely. One of the things that's most important in a tax code, one of the things we want stability. We want to know what the tax rates will be tomorrow, next month, and next year. That's how businesses make investment decisions. They need to look 5 years in the future and determine whether this project is going to be fruitful. And if the taxes are changing every 6 months or every year, they can't make those decisions. It makes it harder to invest in their firm, to buy more capital, to build more factories, to hire more employees. We talk about the fact that the economy is so weak. Well, it's partly weak because we keep raising taxes every time we turn around. You know, we hear the president talking about how we have a revenue problem. We don't have enough to fund the government. In 2013, we will collect as a government. The government will collect the same amount of revenue that it collected in 2007. Yet it will spend over $1 trillion more than it did just 5 years ago. Washington math, would that be a revenue problem?
Yeah, I was going to say that. And it's interesting because you even put it on your website. You talk about this, and we, you know, my nickname is the poll princess, meaning because I'm telling you, look, the polls are all over the map. But if you look at any poll, Gallup being one of them, and you point to it, that there is clearly Americans, no matter what they're wearing on their chest, D-R-I, they think that the government has an out-of-control spending problem. There's no question about it, and the polls show it. It's anywhere from 70% to 75% to even more than that. So what's the matter? Aren't they listening at the White House?
Yeah, I don't know what's going on. You know, I actually live in Washington, D.C., and sometimes I think the people around me are just kind of, they don't get it. They're clueless. Mm-hmm. I mean, all of us across this country the last several years have made tough choices. We've had to decide how you deal with this bad economy. How do you decide between putting food on the table and paying for your daughter's ballet lessons and getting your son to football practice and balancing all this with the rising cost of food and gasoline? It's been tough. People have made tough, tough choices.
Yeah.
Here in Washington, the people are immune from that. They don't feel that same pressure and they don't see it, which is why it's so important for people to reach out and tell their elected officials, we cut spending in our family budget and now it's time for you to cut spending.
Yeah. When you say that, and Americans for Prosperity, and because you've beaten your head against the wall many, many times, what you just said there, you just encourage, as we do here in America Tonight, hey, if you have a problem and you're watching this and this is your tax dollars, then you need to speak up. And what I was told from a couple of different senators and even a few people in the House, if you get 25 people that are calling a senator or a congressman or writing, then they pay attention to what you're saying, don't they?
They do. I actually worked for a little while on the Hill in a congressional office. Even if I had five people call me the same day with the same message, that got escalated up. That's something I remembered. And so it's so important for people to get involved. Call their congressman. Send emails. Join groups like Americans for Prosperity where we can help you amplify your voice. Get all of your friends together one night, you know, one afternoon and say, we're all going to call our congressman from 1 to 5 p.m. That does an amazing amount of good work. And that sends that message in those, you know, those people who want to do the right thing but might get a little wishy-washy, who might be losing their backbone, that helps strengthen them to do the right thing.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, Nicole King, thanks so much for coming on America Tonight. We'll talk to you down the road.
Great. Thanks for having me.
All right, once again, Nicole, thanks a lot. I pointed to the polls. I want to make sure I give you the information on that. The polls that I was looking at, I mentioned Gallup and Public Notice, and they're showing that you, yes, you listening to me, and you can weigh in, 855-266-KATE, 855-266-5283. The Gallup poll especially pointing to that, over 70%. And then Public Notice, it was the same thing. They're showing over 70%. That was the number I mentioned. And specifically the question, Americans, you, do you believe that the federal government does have a spending problem? And clearly it showed that you feel that the government is spending too much and then wanting your money, wanting taxes. So out of control, big government spending. I think some people who are not so anti-government, you know, I say this on America Tonight all the time, I'm not anti-government because that would be ignorant. The government is good for some things. The problem is it is colossal and out of control and becomes good for nothing because there's too much red tape. We can't cut through it. And then we're always feeding it. And now we've fed the beast so much that it wants more and more and more, and our national deficit is insane. I mean, we have a serious problem. We have to start taking steps as Americans. We got to take those suggestions. Call your congresspeople. Call your senators. Do something, because if we don't really seriously forget about, you know, keep pushing this down the road, then in the end, we are all going to pay for it, whether you're going to end up in the baby boomer generation in a few years, or you're climbing into your 30s from your 20s. We're never going to be able to dig ourselves out of this. I see no way. And all these tax hikes and not coming up with a way to swing the axe and figure out where to cut, because I can tell you there is lots of duplication in the government, is a huge mistake. And we cannot continue to do this. The Band-Aids are starting to hurt when we pull them off. All right, hang with us. More to come here, of course, on America Tonight.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Alley C. Why Alley C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Alley C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Alley C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Alley C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Alley C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Alley C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Alley C. For more information and to order Alley C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Alley C today.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Valentine's Day is next week, and ProFlowers is offering an amazing deal. 100 stunning blooms of love plus a free glass vase for just $19.99. Go to ProFlowers.com, click on the radio microphone in the upper right corner, and enter the secret code RADIO13. But hurry, this incredible deal expires this Friday. Flower prices will skyrocket during Valentine's Week. Order now from ProFlowers to get huge savings, plus pick any delivery date and it's guaranteed. need 100 colorful blooms of love sent fresh from the fields, guaranteed to stay fresh and beautiful for at least 7 full days for only $19.99. Remember, flower prices can double, even triple next week. And this incredible deal expires this Friday. The only way to get this amazing deal is to visit proflowers.com. Click on the radio microphone in the upper right corner and enter the secret code RADIO13. That's proflowers.com. Secret code RADIO13.
In this unpredictable world, disaster can strike anyone. That's why an essential part of any emergency survival plan must be stove in a can. When power goes out and gas lines are down, the portable, safe, easy-to-use stove in a can cooks food up to 4 hours and boils water in as little as 5 minutes. Stove in a can comes with everything you need. The stove, fuel, even waterproof matches, all in a compact, durable, heavy-duty container. Plus, the all-natural, non-explosive, 100% waterproof fuel source can be stored indefinitely. Say goodbye to the hassle and danger of propane, lighter fluid, or gas. Stock up now and protect your family with Stove in a Can, starting out at $29.99. Special bundle offers now available with a 100% satisfaction guarantee or your money back. Order yours today at stoveinacan.com. That's stoveinacan.com.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses 3 groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
The big question a lot of people are asking themselves in Los Angeles is, whoa, what's the deal with Christopher Dorner? Can we find this guy? How is it that 10,000 cops and all the equipment of the high-tech capabilities that you can imagine of today cannot locate one ex-police officer, 270-pound black man who is hiding somewhere after killing a couple who were related to a retired police officer who represented him in his quest to try to win his case against the Los Angeles Police Department. He was terminated officially in 2008 for speaking out about the events concerning a fellow police officer who now is a sergeant for police brutality. The review board, the internal review board claimed that Dorner lied. And Dorner, in his rambling manifesto, says the reason for doing what he's doing, the Southern California shootings, and targeting police officers and their families, is because of the fact that the police department screwed him over. The LAPD announced that they're going to reopen the disciplinary proceedings that led to his firing. This is a guy who grew up in L.A. and said from the time he was a young kid that he wanted to be a police officer. He majored in political science and minored in psychology at Southern Utah University. And he was also a guy who is skilled in the art, in different arts, art forms, meaning that as an ex-LAPD police officer and an ex-United States Navy reservist, he went through flight school, didn't finish flight school, but by all accounts can fly a light aircraft. Also, apparently pretty adept in the water, you know, frogman style, and is a sharpshooter. So he is now the subject of what probably is, I don't know this for sure, but I'm thinking, is probably the subject of the largest ever organized manhunt in Los Angeles anyway. And it's gone beyond the L.A. or California borders, Nevada, Arizona, and New Mexico. He has a house in Las Vegas, so they went and searched in Las Vegas to no avail. Arizona, New Mexico, trying to think of anything close to where he could possibly be. There's a thought that he went to Mexico, but nothing has turned up so far. He has no kids, and he had a wife who filed for divorce many, many years ago, back when some of this stuff started happening to him. And he has a massive axe to grind with the Los Angeles Police Department. He was honorably discharged from the Navy Reserve, and that happened on February 1st, 2013. So I think he was playing this whole thing out. And like I said, he's adept in the water because he was part of a coastal riverine group, and he did that for, I guess, a little less than a year, and he did the Navy thing, you know, in a lot of different ways, and being trained with weapons and also being trained with the ability to fly, although he didn't finish that. And he got a whole bunch of military awards, by the way, when he was in the military, all kinds of ribbons and awards and all that sort of stuff, including the Navy gave him the Expert Pistol Shot Medal, the Rifle Marksman Ribbon, too, and a few other things. So I think this guy, whether he's off his rocker or not, knows what he's doing, and he's on a mission. So the question is, where is he, though? Where do you think he is? Do you know that there is now a $1 million reward for any info on Chris Dorner? I mean, think of the capabilities. What is he, the $6 million man? How is he evading all of this attention? How is this happening that nobody's been able to get a lock on him whatsoever? First, the crazy chase to Big Bear because of his burned out truck that had weapons in it. The Los Angeles mayor is completely unglued. Villagrosa. He announced a big chunk, that big chunky reward at a news conference. They're having them like nightly at the LAPD headquarters. And the SWAT teams are still in the mountains. Still looking for him. Can't find this 33-year-old fugitive who is vowing revenge against several of his former police officers, former colleagues anyway, who he says ended his career and their families. He says he couldn't have a family, so he's going to go after their families. And people are, man, in L.A. are on edge. So they're reviewing the firing deal. They're looking into all the possibilities of this guy's life and what could have happened, including that, you know, tearing up that whole review to make sure that all the times that it was up, whether it was internally, whatever, that the right thing happened. And I think there's other reasons for it, for them to do that, too, worried about any kind of blowback. And I think the people in Los Angeles are scared to death as to whether or not the cops are losing it, and they're so edgy that they fired on a couple of citizens. Different people in trucks supposedly similar to his, but I think they weren't even the same makes or models. And included one woman and her mother. The woman got the woman was hit in the back, and her mother was hit in the back, and she was grazed on the hand. And then a guy delivering papers was also hit. Wow. Come on now. How is that happening with just firing all these bullets? I mean, it's like that. Is it Southland? It's like I'm watching Southland. You know, that cop series. I think it's pretty good, actually. It's on, I want to say, TNT. But this is real life. And this is serious, serious drama. So think of the intelligence and think of the people that we have in this country who now know how to hunt people. You got to think of the bounty hunters. How many of them are out there? $1 million to find them. Guarantee there's a lot of people looking for him. That's why they threw out that reward. And if they don't track him down, think about this. If they don't track Dorner down, then he's out there somewhere maybe. Did he die? Did something else happen? Or is he waiting for the next time that he can strike? When nobody's looking for it, how long can you continue to protect all those families? Because there's 50 police officers who are getting backup, who are getting protection. So if you have that many police officers and their families, how many have grown children? How many of those children are being followed because of the fact that the retired police officer, it was his 28-year-old daughter and her fiance that were killed in Irvine? So it doesn't matter what the age of the family or where they are, you'd have to assume that this guy's done his homework. Anyway, by the threats in the manifesto, they can't take anything for granted, so they got to be protecting those people. That's a lot of resources to throw out at this, a lot of resources. And if nothing comes back after this huge search, at what point do they call it? At what point do they say, okay, we're still working on this. We haven't found him. We have no clues. It's been 8 months. It's been 10 months. It's been a year. How long until they have to completely let down their guard? At some point, it's not unlimited funds. For goodness sake, it's California. They're in a bad situation in California. Like many other police departments, they can't continue to carry this. They're not going to be able to carry this into 8 months, 10 months, and then beyond that. I don't think so. So at some point, it's going to be, hey, we're still working on it, but they're going to have to pull back that coverage, that protection. And how paranoid will that those families be? Constantly looking over their shoulder, I would assume, because they know that there's a chance they could be the target of his revenge. And this has been building for a long time, since you think of when he was officially thrown off the force, 2008, and we're at 2013. I'd be pretty worried if I were anybody connected to it. And bring out the reports. Let the chips fall wherever they're going to fall. And there may be another reason I'm not aware of for that. But the $1 million certainly is because if somebody's out there that can find him, they want the L.A. Police Department wants him to be found, especially you're talking about taking down one of the boys in blue, taking down the family of a respected police officer, going and shooting other police officers, and there may be a chance another one was killed back in April. So there's your big question. I think the biggest question, at least in Los Angeles and California, is where is Christopher Dorner? Where should they look next? They've already expanded the net. Where is he going to pop up? Stay with us. More to come on the flip side about cruise ships and a crazy lifeboat accident. Hang with us. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what Pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Have you ever taken a cruise? You know, people have asked me about cruises, and oh my gosh, can't believe you haven't been on a cruise, even like a little, you know, weekend carnival cruise or something like that, you know, down to the Caribbean or South America or something, and there's so many great deals. And no, I've never taken a cruise. How many of you listening, and in fact, if you have taken a cruise, shoot me a note on it. If you say it's really a good thing, I want to know why. Why? What's so fun about a cruise? To me, it's like if they have gambling, it'd be like being in Vegas, but you're on a boat and you're eating all the time. And I'm sure they have great entertainment and it's a beautiful thing. The boat's probably opulent and everything else. And it's kind of cool to be at sea for a while. But I might feel kind of limited, kind of trapped. And then especially with what's happening with these cruise ships is crazy. People being kidnapped, people disappearing, the people getting sick on the boat breaking down. I mean, is it me or are we seeing a lot of crazy things that are happening with cruises? It's interesting, and I'll have to try to post some of the pictures, but because my brother lives in Florida, they've got cruise ships that leave from there. And it's always a big deal. They practically they're practically right on top of his house as they go by. And people are screaming and waving at you, and it always happens on Sunday afternoon, and they're loving it. It's like they're just like they're going out for the time of their life. Woo-hoo! Woo-hoo! And they're like waving their hands. They got, you can tell they have cocktails in their hands, and geez, it's like the time of their life, and it's Carnival Cruise, and it's Norwegian Cruise Line, and everything else. So then you read stuff like this Carnival Cruise, that the latest Carnival Cruise ship, just adrift off of Mexico. There's a fire in the engine room. A fire in the engine room, right? So you're up there sunning on your fifth cocktail because, after all, you paid for it, so you feel like you really need to get every ounce of food and drink out of the whole thing. And this is what the petty officer, Ryan Tippetts, had to say about the fire.
The Carnival Triumph had a engine room fire early this morning, and the fire was successfully put out. There's no injuries reported.
No injuries, so I guess that's the good news there. They said that on this Triumph, they, as he was saying, they get the fire out, but the ship is operating on emergency power 150 miles off of the southern tip of Mexico's Yucatan Peninsula. Tugboats are out there to help the ship. It's getting supplies from another cruise ship. The Coast Guard has dispatched a ship to assist if they need help. So think about this. I'm thinking about the ship that is on its side in Italy, the Costa Concordia, that luxury cruise ship, right? That was a Carnival cruise-operated deal. That capsized. That sank off of the Tuscan island of Giglio in Italy, killed 32 people, right? And they're still trying to figure out what's going to happen. They're investigating the responsibility for that whole shipwreck thing. Now, the Carnival Triumph set sail from Galveston, Texas, and it was due back on Monday. Here's the part that I just always love about this. Something happens, right? And they say, guess what? You're going to get a refund, and you'll get a cruise credit equal to the amount paid for the trip. So we hope you enjoy the floating adrift and getting supplies and everything else. And you can do it again. At least here, like some of the other cruises, they'll just say, well, we'll pay for your cruise. They don't even offer any kind of equal credit or any of that kind of thing. So they must be eating it with the amount of cruises that they have to give away. So the ship's next two voyages are scheduled to go next week. They were canceled. Now you have other people that are also, who knows, they've been waiting for it, and they're not going to get to go and leave off the Triumph. And that wasn't the only cruise mishap. In fact, this one was a little more serious off the Canary Islands. A lot of people in Spain go to the Canary Islands. A lifeboat being used on a safety drill on the ship in Spain's Canary Islands fell 65 feet into a port when a cable snapped. So that trapped some crew members beneath it and killed all of them. Killed five of them, right? None of the hundreds of passengers, I mean, this was one big ship. None of the hundreds of passengers on this ship were involved in the accident. But, five died, and three other crew members were also hurt because they were trying to save them. So you had divers racing to the lifeboat. It hit the water upside down. They recovered four bodies. They haven't gotten the fifth crew person who stopped breathing. And he had to stop breathing anyway. So they confirmed the accident and the casualties and all that stuff. And it's the Thompson Majesty ship is the name of it. It's docked. Now, this is what they have to do, of course. It's docked at the port of Santa Cruz. They got there from Las Palmas, and they're supposed to depart for Madeira. They've got almost 1,500 passenger and almost 600 crew people on board it. They were doing a drill, and the drill was, and this to make sure everyone was okay, they're doing a drill of lowering a lifeboat with the crew members on board, and the lifeboat was being hoisted back up the deck, and a cable snapped, like I said, holding the lifeboat on a second cable then gave way. And it sent it, boom, upside down. That was it. The alarm sounds. The captain calls for the divers. And very sad. And remember, these ships, they just employ all kinds of random amounts of people who come to the ship and get interviewed and everything else. They had three Indonesians, a Filipino, somebody from Ghana. They were all, those were all the people that were killed. And then you had others that were taken by ambulance to hospitals. But, of course, they were going to have all these carnival things that were supposed to happen, and they canceled those. But they're saying that the it's going to go on, it's supposed to go on the rest of the cruise after that. But, boy, that would put a damper on things, wouldn't it? We were doing this emergency drill, and, oops, the cable snapped. That gives you real confidence if you have to use the lifeboat, like in the case of the boat that flipped in Italy when people were on their own. They were scrambling, trying to figure out. There were Americans, and there were people from all over the place. They were trying to figure out what to do. Geez, do we head for the lifeboats? Do we do something else? You know, what do we do? It's every man for himself on the open seas. I mean, I hate to say, but with all these incidents, it does not inspire confidence. And sure, accidents can happen, but it just doesn't. When every week when I'm on the air, there's some other crazy cruise mishap, whether it be a little more serious or not. There seem to be a lot of problems with the boats. Is it just because of different crew? Is it what, you know, what is it? Is it just because we're more aware of how many boats are out there? Are more boats going out? A lot of people take cruises. You know, I said, how many people have taken a cruise? And I bet I hardly get anything back. I mean, have any of you out there, seriously, have you taken a cruise? I want to hear from you. 855-266-KATE. Am I being overly paranoid? 855-266-5283. But I've never, I never had that desire, even though I know so many people who have, like I said, who have done it and just absolutely swear by it. Say it's the best thing. You get on the, you're on the outside and just wake up and look at the open water and it's terrific. And man, you just hang around the boat and then you stop at these ports and it's just great feeling and the boats are so big and you feel so safe. I guess that's what it is there seems to be a common thread for all of us. You know, this is the new thing. Don't trust the other guy. It's up to you. No matter what the situation, I'm going to agree with that sheriff in Milwaukee who said, telling people and got massive criticism for it. We're trying to get him on the show where he told people, listen, if you're waiting for us to respond, I got to tell you, we have so many officers that we had to cut, we had to let go, that it's every man for himself. You better get a gun so you can hold them until we get there because you have a better chance of being shot by the time we show up. I think on the cruise line, I'm sure many people go on fabulous cruises and it's great and you swear by the crew and everything else, but you better know where the exits are, better check out those lifeboats, and it really is every man for himself.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver. That's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver. UtopiaSilver.com or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com. Taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.